So, Tyson, have you caught any flies lately?
So I guess I don't have to say it, but are we live? Okay, anyways.
We're live. Episode 39.
Homie is flying around. Homie's having a great time just buzzing all about. But, you know, when, like, flies are just kind of flying like they do?
That's what they do, yeah.
And they're bugging you.
Funny. Silly boys. Already off to another great start here.
Funny. You know, you'll, like, or me, I guess, I'll swat at him with my hands or whatever. But
we all do a fly swatter.
Of course. But, like, whenever I actually make contact, the little taste buds on my hands.
That's you know, what they're called.
Mm-hmm. They make me really sad whenever I actually feel it.
The hand feel is not as good as the taste feel.
More so, not the point of it really is just like, hey, buddy, kind of get out of my face. Not necessarily like, oh, I'm gonna smack you up, boy. You know what I mean? So, whenever it does inadvertently happen, I feel kind of bad about it. But I mean, hey, you know, if you don't want to get smacked, don't be flying in my face. And exactly. that goes for everybody, not just flies.
It's the spiders that come down on the webs or by your face.
The worst.
And I will say I'm a pro fly catcher. So if you need any help, I will catch it 55% of the time. That's my percentage.
Okay.
If it's in your room, I'm catching it.
Hey.
I'm catching it.
55% of the time he catches 100% of the flies. Okay. So welcome everybody to
we're doing this, huh?
Yeah, season 2, episode 39 of Random Talk. My name is Tyson, the other guy, that's Matthew, and this is what we do. So yeah, shout out to 39. Do you have somebody?
I do have somebody. Shout out Jake Oldroyd for BYU. He's a kicker. Yeah. So shout out him. That was my like 39, I know.
Big shout out.
What 39s do you know?
I mean, off the top of my head, kind of the most obvious one has got to be Dwight Howard. Shout out to you. Underrated 39 because it was only for a season before he switched back to his Greg Ostertag. Homie was rocking the 00, but had to switch for a season, but then back. Either way,
numbers.
But when he did switch for a season, he wore 39. Anyways, not important. What is important, however, is Matthew, we hung out recently over the weekend. And
we did, yes. Yes.
And there was a point in time where, you know, we had gone back to your house.
We had, yes.
And this was probably around
10:30. No, more than that. That was 11. It was like 11:15. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Wait, were you talking about the time we came back from basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like 11.
Yeah. So okay. Sometime between 12 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Saturday. I'm trying to cast a wide net.
No, because we got out at 10. We left the building at 10:30. At 10, and then we came.
Yeah.
10:45.
10:40. Oh, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
So we get there at 10:45. At this point, you know, we're trying to be very quiet, very respectful, as to not disturb. As to not disturb any sleeping children, in the neighborhood. Really.
Dude, we're loud. We're loud.
And. I just wanted to say, like, I feel like one of the hardest things to do, because we were talking about this earlier, like, stuff that we're just not that good at.
That's right. Our new segment called We Suck at That.
Yeah, whatever episode that was, go check it out.
It's a good one.
But I've realized I'm not too great at, like, not laughing at, like, really stupid things.
Explain yourself.
Because we had a sequence in the
we had more than a sequence
in your kitchen. I mean,
we had an episode.
It was a very dragged out situation, we're just in your kitchen. Everything that you could possibly think was the slightest bit of humor was, we were was laughing cracking us up beyond belief. So I mean, really,
that's so funny.
To kind of turn this into a into a productive talking point, being that this is a podcast, what do you like? Why are we so funny?
So funny? Well, I don't know, man. What were we even laughing about? First of all, let's tell some of the jokes we.
Well, but it's not even like we were like, hey, why did the chicken cross? Like, it wasn't even like jokes. It was just like like stupid little things, like little like noises we would make and stuff like that. We would just laugh our butts off for no reason.
Yeah. Well, because it's so hard because
when you're trying to
we're
quiet,
drinking, man. Yeah, and we're drinking at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. We are having
the little
drinking.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Orange juice goes everywhere. Yeah. You got to keep it in. You got to keep it in. Oh, man.
We're like, oh, man, this chocolate milk is so rich.
And, Jeff Bezos, are you in there?
What are you doing in my chocolate
milk? Are you doing?
But no, like, yeah.
You're so funny.
But yeah, I mean, and it was particularly
no,
rich. So
it was very rich. Rich chalky milk for the boys.
Anyways, whatever.
It's so it's trying not to laugh at something is probably more funny than the thing
you're
laughing
so.
At.
Like
sometimes.
Trying to hold it back.
Yeah, trying to hold in the laughter. Good times.
Safe
good
to
times.
Say my tummy was hurting big time.
And I was really sore from playing basketball.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm sore today. My like arm area. Kills, dude.
Bro, we were launching.
We were
some deepies.
Hey, at but, NBA, hit us up.
Hit. Oh gosh.
Dead sound.
Man, yeah. Here we go. But
we're on the decline.
But yeah. No, I mean, I was also particularly pretty sore. You know, limbering around the house the next day. but really, really, like the thing that stood out to me was like, bro, we are so stupid. Anyways.
Oh man, good times.
In case you couldn't tell, I'm grasping at just about anything to talk about because we
I have something to talk about.
We did not do very much prep today. But can we do the intro music and then get into what you have to say?
We sure can.
Just to milk this as much
Let's
as we can.
Let's milk it.
Okay,
it's very
cool.
Rich, you know, the milk is rich.
Milking
boys, milk your mustard. Here we go. I gotta be faster on these intro musics.
No, this is a seamless transition. What are you talking about?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Here's my rap now. Just kidding.
I was going to say, yeah. Nothing.
No rap today.
Nothing this week.
Nothing
sorry,
this week.
Everybody.
Slacking.
I know I know the world is definitely looking forward to that one. But what did
That's
you...
Right.
You had something that you wanted
I did,
to get
I did.
Into?
I, yes. So,
Yes!
Yes!
Let's
I've been waiting.
Go ahead and get into it,
Let's
then.
Get it!
Woo!
Lobster bass.
Random talk.
So, anyways,
check us out, man.
That's right. That's right. As you know, I've made this publicly known. Hold on, cough break. Sorry about that. As you know,
Matthew, you're spreading the virus.
No.
Just kidding.
Wear your masks and please be vaxxed.
Nice, man. Thanks. You should have put that in your intro rap,
dude. I should have. Cool. Episode 39, we're getting pretty behind. So step in the line to be vaccinated with masks.
And that's so funny too, because like 39, like you could do so much with that. That's such a rhymable
so
little thing.
Had
but,
potential.
Well, because like next week
we might have to redo it.
Well, because next week we got 40. Like, I don't know. Anyways,
let's do it at the end of the episode. Let's come up with the rhyme, then we'll do it at the end of the episode.
Okay. Rhyme
so stay
time.
Tuned. Stay
rhyme
tuned.
Rhyme time making a comeback?
Nah, maybe. We'll not call it rhyme time. We'll call it intro music part two.
We'll just do it and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, no. We here at Random Talk are a fully vaccinated podcast against COVID-19. And we encourage you to be so.
To be so.
we encourage you to also be fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Good job. And hey, English is hard.
And other stuff, if that's how you feel. But yeah, anyways, you were...
Good plug.
Before the... I'm plugging...
You're plugging the vaccine.
Plugging the vaccine, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Pfizer. Let's go. Pfizer. Yeah. You a Pfizer boy?
Well, I had to be because I got it before I was 18. And that was good. At the time, at least, you know, when I was, I don't know.
There were some options, right?
I mean, in the future, I'm sure there will some more stuff will open up. But at the time, the only one that you could get under 18 was Pfizer. So,
yeah. Is that so? Shout out, Trey, man.
Pfizer boy. Was it, you too? You Pfizer boy?
Oh, I'm a Pfizer boy all the way.
I was going to say, because you
turned. Double dose.
You turned 18 a little bit before I did. So I thought maybe you snuck it in there, but
who knows? No, the Pfizer is in me. It's not weird. There's something in me right now.
I mean, there's lots of stuff in you. Like every time you breathe. Anyways,
air particles.
Gross. But yeah, no, let's go ahead and get into your little story, or I don't know what it is.
Just a talking point.
Okay, cool.
So as I've made it known, I might,
while we're on the topic, I have my little card here.
Oh, you have your card. Yeah. My mom has my card.
And it just makes me feel like such a responsible adult. You know what I mean?
Bro. Yeah. I feel that though. Those powerful cards.
Oh, you know, yeah. I mean, whether it's like some sort of like ID or whatever, bro. I mean, I've said this before. I said it.
Anything with your name on it. You love it.
As long as I don't put my name on it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. If
it's printed or if somebody else writes it. And let me just say, the wonderful lady who wrote my name in this card did an excellent job. She spelled my name 100% correctly.
What's her name? Janice! Let's go!
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Shout out to that.
That was another silly thing that we won't talk about, but we did it. Yeah. Friday night.
Shout out to that. Just thank you for...
Saturday night. Sorry.
It was Saturday. But yeah, no, shout out to all of the, you know, workers wherever you are, be it in like a pharmacy or some sort of like...
Or a farm, you know, just a farm, yeah, you know, the farmers get the potatoes.
I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily doing that on farms, but...
They're Pfizering up the cows, man.
Wherever you're helping people, you know, fight this stupid little thing we got going on here. We appreciate you here at Random Talk, and we...
Thank you.
Viewers like you.
Thank you. Ma'am. Anyways, can I talk now?
Jokes.
Gotta get the jokes in. We are an improv pod.
We are comedy jokesters. Laugh.
Class clown.
If you could go back. Sorry.
We're never
going to get to your story.
I have it written down, so I won't forget.
If you could go back to three things here, elementary school Matthew as a whole, middle school Matthew as a whole, and high school Matthew as a whole, what are they called? Like superlatives?
Superlatives, yeah.
Which one would you give to each of those Matthews?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Are you the class clown?
I'm the quiet clown. I'm very quiet.
Quiet clown.
Oh, that sounds like a Pop Tropica character.
Shout out to that childhood game. But also, it's October, baby. Spooky season is here.
We can finally talk about spooky stuff now.
I will say, I've seen a couple ads. People are starting to release Christmas music.
Are you kidding me?
I've seen one, I forget who it was, but they were like, hey, you know, my Christmas album is coming out pretty soon here. But while you wait, here's like my rendition of like...
Here's my Halloween album.
I want to say it was like Let It Snow or something. And they were like, but literally, I think that might have been like, it was either earlier in October, maybe even September. I don't even remember at this point. But
dang, that's early. So
Christmas music
is coming
in hot. I remember...
Bro, we might have to rank down top 5 Christmas songs later in the year.
We might have to once we get down there. Random Talk, the second annual Random Talk Christmas special.
Maybe we'll see how our schedule pans out, but
But yeah.
Perhaps.
Hopefully.
We never
hopefully.
Know. We never know.
Anyways, yeah.
No, I got to rank my, or not rank them, but yeah, the top three.
I mean, that's like in terms of like band names that we were talking about last week. Also, shout out to Isaac.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to that episode.
That was a great conversation that we had. Isaac, buddy, if you're listening to this, thank Isaac you for coming buddy. On.
The very first one.
Mr. Reed.
Mr. Reed. You're like, we have our good friend Isaac, and he is little. And by little, I mean tiny.
Small.
Yeah, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But he's actually like really, he's almost.
I was proud of that.
He's probably 8 feet tall. You're 9 feet tall. He's up there.
He's 8 feet height. Tall, though. Yeah. For sure.
He's a tall boy.
But yeah, no. I was just going to say, great conversation. You know, we really loved having him on. Go check out last week's episode if you haven't.
Space Babies on YouTube,
by the way. It is on YouTube, and it will be till the end of time. Unless YouTube, like, gets shut down or something, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, the Wi-Fi pandemic's going on right now. never know.
It is, for real. But yeah, no, definitely go check that out.
Isaac,
in the meantime, keep listening to this one.
Isaac can wait. You can just kidding.
Definitely. But whatever. What a messy start we're getting off to.
That's
here.
Okay.
But,
that's okay.
But I was just gonna say, in terms of like band names, Quiet Clowns, gotta be up there, man.
Gotta be up there. Gotta we only perform there. At Halloween parties, though. That's our contract.
Yeah. And we wear. And we, you know, like you know, Marshmallow, how he wears like a big thing on his head. We wear pumpkins.
We do. That's dope. Imagine that the cover arts for all those singles coming out.
Those would look tough.
Fire.
Man, yeah. So shout out to our debut album coming out October 31st.
Called Halloween.
Called Quiet Clowns in the
Building.
Graveyard.
Oh.
I was trying to
better.
Make it more Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Or we could just
Halloween-y.
Halloweenies. Quiet Clowns in there.
Halloweenies. Sponsored by Frank's Hot Dogs.
Man, that's us, bro. We're a couple of Halloweenies.
Actually, no. I don't like Halloween.
Me neither. Maybe
not Halloweenie.
But, see, for me,
last
year specifically, I was like, man, I'm tired of, like, every time fall comes around, every time Halloween comes around, I'm tired of being so bummed out, you know? So I try to, like, you know, reverse psychology. I try to trick myself into, like, liking Halloween, and then I could just be happy all year round, even though that's even not though. The only... Yeah,
hey, man.
Anyways.
You do you.
But this year I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know if I can try and do that again. Like, cause last year I was all trying to embrace it, you know, had the black hair and I was like really trying to get into the whole vibes of everything, the whole aesthetic, but I don't know about this year, bro. I might have to crap.
Is there a jazz game
you.
On this year? Cause we might have to go just watch
on Halloween. Oh bro, that would make Halloween the best thing ever. Let's go ahead and look up
Let's
the schedule. While Matthew gets into his story. Just kidding. Are we even talking about that anymore?
No, we're talking about my middle school. And,
yeah, bro.
Okay. I'm trying to think of some. What are the different superlatives in school?
You know, class clown.
Quiet clown.
There's usually like a...
Most likely to become a podcaster.
Oh yeah, we could definitely do like a most likely to game. That's what we should do. We should look up some like most likely twos and then decide who it is between the two of us.
Okay, let's do it. I'll pull up those. You pull up the jazz schedule.
Okay. Live on air, baby. No cuts.
Power of editing.
just kidding. Utah Jazz schedule.
Most likely to questions.
We do play on October 31st.
Okay, you're coming over then.
But we play at Milwaukee, so we might have...
Shout out Elijah Bryant.
We might have to make the trip, you know?
We might.
If we leave now. Just kidding. Yeah, sure. I'll come hang out on Halloween.
Let's do it.
But no,
I don't want... This website's called scarymommy.com. Talk about band names.
Scary Mommy. but yeah, no. I mean, it's not like I typically enjoy Halloween parties, so I'd much rather be watching a jazz game.
Okay, well, these are kind of inappropriate, so I have to cut some out, find the good ones.
Oh, man, who's
scarymommy.com, bro.
Who's most likely to name their anus after a Greek god? Me, because I already did.
Go check out that episode. Spoiler alert, it was last episode.
scarymommy.com.
All right, well, I'm just gonna start throwing some out here. You ready?
Yeah.
Fun and clean. Who's most likely to questions? Number one.
what's the website so we can give them a shout out?
ScaryMommy.com. It's still ScaryMommy.
ScaryMommy.com.
There's like pictures of three moms sitting on a bench smiling.
That's so cool.
In front of flowers, so they don't look that scary.
ScaryMommy.com.
Bro, there's a shop. Do they sell merch?
Man, can we get sponsored by ScaryMommy.com right now? ScaryMommy.com.
Use the discount slash random talk.
Be sure to go check out ScaryMommy.com/random to get 30% off your first purchase.
Who do you need a gift for? My mom, grandma? Let's go, grandma. What's the occasion?
All the scary mommy.
My grandma's having a new baby. What's the gift or vibe?
Is she?
Under $30. These are the options that it's giving me, dude. What's the gift vibe or recipient vibe? Funny, relaxing, scary. Sassy, bro. Sassy.
What's the budget? Gift?
Unlimited budget. Find the perfect gift.
You already know.
Let's go shop.scarymommy.com. Bunch of notebooks and...
Can we please reach out to them and be like, hey, do you want to... You want to do a brand deal with my podcast?
All right, let's go back to the questions.
Yes, please.
Sorry, I went on a shopping spree there. Who's most likely to become rich out of me and you? How about we add our formal guests and guests in the pod as well? We can have Trey, Isaac, Tanner, Joshua, even.
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, I think just to be transparent.
I'll tell you what, the chocolate milk's most likely to become rich.
Hey, because it already is.
But
no, I think just. Like, to be clear, I'm gonna say to have the most money in their bank account, because I feel like there are a lot of different ways to quantify wealth, you know what I mean? Just in terms of who ends up with the biggest balance, I'm gonna say
Trey, because he's been working a whole lot right now.
I was gonna say Trey's a very good
busy
good
boy
choice. I just feel like he's gonna get some business going or so. I don't know.
Yeah, he's gonna sell. He's gonna become the CEO for Scary Mommy and just take off.
Either that or he's gonna go back to the duct tape wallet business. Which, by the way,
shout out that.
Can we talk about how randomly awesome big of a thing that was? That was the biggest deal. Everybody,
bro, I still have mine. Shout out to Trey and my hitting out with my wallet, man.
I had one. I want to say in probably sixth grade. It was
most likely to drop their own wallet they got from their friend. Oh, that's Taysen. Just kidding. Sorry. What are you saying?
I would never drop a wallet given to me by a friend. Matthew, what do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Tanner then.
What was the next question?
I haven't got to it yet. Become rich, we're settling with Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's most likely to get lost in their own neighborhood? And I would say you.
Shut up, bro. Not even.
Dude, it's taken us 5 trips to memorize where your house is, okay?
But that's not even my neighborhood. Once we get to my neighborhood.
That is your neighborhood, though.
No, it's not.
But sometimes you walk to the park. You take a lot of walks, and maybe you get lost in the neighborhood.
But I don't get lost because I know where I'm going.
Okay. I thought of you.
I know where all the parks are at, bro. I'm gonna say, I think your neighborhood just inherently is the most confusing place I've probably ever been in my life. Now I understand.
Come check out my maze of a neighborhood, guys.
I understand that you've been living there. You're probably very comfortable with your surroundings. Mm-hmm. You kind of know your ways. But I honestly would still probably struggle getting anywhere if you just dropped me somewhere. So I'm going to say, to get lost in their own neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
Can we just say let's just throw Tanner out there. Let's just say.
Let's throw Tanner. he comes back from Colorado. He
has no idea where anything is.
Yeah.
He's just
that's
what the heck?
All right. Yeah. Tanner's the answer.
Cool.
All right. Most likely to. I got to find a good one.
Please.
Speaking of Halloween, most likely to die first in a horror movie.
Ooh. I'm going to say Trey.
Really?
Or
I feel like Trey is smart.
Maybe
Ooh, Isaac.
Isaac. Well, but here's the thing.
Isaac's smart too. Isaac's really smart.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I have a very unique reason.
Outsmart those zombies.
Well, I mean,
that's what we're fighting.
to be fair, I feel like, you know, your average zombie might not take that much brain power to overcome. Either way,
that's right.
I have a unique reasoning because I think with Trey specifically, and maybe you could throw Isaac in this, I feel like Trey, he's gonna try to like, I just imagine him trying to like build something, and he's just Trey. I feel like
That's Isaac. Isaac's gonna build something.
I feel like either one of them is gonna like be like crafting this little machine or whatever. And
Tanner just puts
like,
on his football pads and
they're
good.
They're just gonna be like power drilling something. And they're just gonna like screw up and like get themselves in the leg and then bleed out and
die. We'll tag team. We'll go Trey and Isaac at the same time.
But
they're both gonna die.
I mean, in just straight up in a zombie apocalypse, I feel like.
Well, let's not do zombie. That's too boring, too generic. What's the villain here? Quiet clown.
yeah. Okay. It's me.
I'm going down first.
because you can't hear him coming, bro.
Exactly.
Quiet clown.
Oh, that's scary.
I think.
Oh man.
Ooh, that's tough.
I think to me, honestly, I don't feel like I would do good survival-wise.
I kind of don't like my chances, but I also kind of do.
How about we're all just screwed? We're all just going to die.
We'd all die simultaneously. We'd all be first. I don't know. I just feel like I might just like kind of be so freaked out. I'd like just go crazy and then be so worried about like a quiet clown that I'd just like fall off a cliff or something. I'd be like backing up like, oh, can't let these clowns get me. And then I just not see a freaking river.
Yeah, maybe not. The rivers, man, they get you.
I'm not a very strong swimmer.
In a river, too. All right, next question. Who's most likely to... I was going to say become a TikTok star, but we're already that, so let's skip over that.
Go follow us on TikTok, at Random Talk Pod.
This is a good one, and I know this one. Who's most likely to play in the WNBA?
Me, 100%.
Yeah,
me.
Jason.
Get out of here.
While we were playing basketball, I'm sorry. He's like, bro, I could so easily play in that WNBA.
No,
just put me in, coach.
No. I'm saying if somehow, some way they were to let me in, I feel like I would have the
By
most
gender laws or something.
Out of us and the people that we've had on the show, I just feel like I'd be the best.
No, you will be the best.
I mean, because in the WNBA specifically, the whole like height thing isn't as much of a deal.
So I would be the best.
Because you have because a lot of the most elite guards are under 6 feet.
Perfect.
So
put me in the WNBA.
So I mean we might both kill at that.
Let's
but
do
I,
it, yeah.
I just feel like with my skill set
you're half court. 3-pointers.
Yeah, especially because they play on
I'm 55% at catching flies. Tayson's 55% drilling half court.
From
shots.
Half court, yeah. But I just because, I mean, they play. I mean, their 3-point line is a little bit closer, not that makes that much of a difference, but, you know, I'll take anything I can get. I just feel like, you know, with my height combined with my sheer raw ability, because I'm basically like, I mean, at this point, you might as well call me Kareem Abdul.
Great.
I think maybe Tayson Abdul Jabbar might sound a little bit better.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
But, you know.
Tayson Bird.
Yeah. Tayson Bird. Okay.
Super.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were going for Larry there.
No, dude, WNBA, Sue Bird.
Of course.
I got to get some love.
Shout out. Also, they named... This is so stupid. So the NBA did like a 50 greatest players to celebrate their 50th anniversary. Again, this was like 25 years ago because we're coming
right,
up on
this
the 75th thing.
Baby.
But yeah,
we know our facts.
And the WNBA just literally like yesterday, 2 days ago, something, I don't know. They just did their own thing of that, but it's the 25th. Birthday of the league.
Yeah,
I don't know.
25th birthday.
And so they named like their 25 greatest players as voted on by the fans. And
of course,
you know, Sue Bird was in there, you legend.
Let's
get her on the show, man. Let's go ahead and reach out. But yeah, and again, like I said, as voted by the fans, shout to Diana Taurasi, was officially named
sponsored by Body Armor,
the GOAT of the WNBA, at least. So
wow, good for Diana, man.
Shout out to that. Hey, these Body Armor athletes, they're just built
different. I don't know what it is, man.
Shout out to Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh man.
I'm not even kidding. I saw an ad with him in it for Body Armor. I was like, I might have to rethink this.
Yeah, not Kristaps.
I don't want to end up like him.
My favorite body armor athlete.
Like him though. I'm a little too Mitchell. I'm a little too tall. I do.
They do call you the unicorn, a little too deep.
They do. That is a well-known fact. Kaysen the unicorn. Manziel.
Bird. Manziel. That's right. All right. Let's move on to a couple more questions here before we get to our next bit on the show that we have totally planned.
I just want to say, so it is so freaking apparent when we don't prep, and that's okay. It's kind of sad, but
we're rolling.
Okay.
We're rolling.
We're vibing.
Who is most likely to be late to their own wedding?
Oh, that's actually good. I'm gonna be honest.
I have a first one.
My first one was me, but my second first one, so technically my second one, was Trey.
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel like, well,
also hopefully Trey, you're doing all right, by the way, bud.
Of course. You know, can't believe that you've gotten that roller coaster. Man, we love Trey. Because for me, I was thinking, like, I feel like I'd probably, knowing me, I'd like, you know, forget to tie one of my shoes and like trip and
fall.
Trip and fall and bump my head and.
Yeah. Concussion alert. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'd have to get married in the ER and, you know,
that would be quite the experience.
Crazy. Yeah.
Are you going to invite me to the ER wedding though?
Of course, man. I mean, the doctor.
Well, but Cameron Anderson is back.
Oh, wow. What a deep cut that was. Shout out to you for remembering that. I was looking at my birth certificate because, you know, sometimes I just want to prove. Okay. I just want to prove to myself that, like, I'm alive and real. Yeah, I'm not an alien. I just thought it was interesting because, you know, I looked up the doctor and.
You looked her up?
Yeah, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dr. Cameron Anderson, for those wondering. If you know a Dr. Cameron Anderson.
Dude, I feel like Cameron Anderson's very common name.
I've met at least two, his arms were the first I was ever in. But no, I feel like in order to, can you just go into the ER? I feel like you'd have to like also have an emergency. Anyway,
maybe your heart's broken.
I'm gonna say Trey
to you. Why? What's the excuse here? Trey's late to his wedding because.
Doesn't it just like feel right though?
It
like,
does I don't feel even right. Know. That was like,
not even to.
We gotta have like Trey, a funny like, excuse.
Because that one time
he wanted to marry a roller coaster instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was late because he was on a roller coaster on his wedding day.
Right. Ooh, shoot, I forgot. Traffic was bad coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Late.
Yeah. Man. So.
Yeah. All right.
We're gonna say
we'll go. We'll go two more here. I just gotta find a good one. Who is most likely to? I just got a notification. Game start. New Orleans Jazz. Who is most likely to have the best?
New Orleans Jazz are back.
They're back. I know. Who is most likely to have the best poker face?
My first instinct again. Okay, was me, but. Also,
based on Saturday night, bro.
But also not me because,
dude, I'm so bad.
Because I'd be laughing at some stuff that is not.
I think I have two. I have two. Tanner.
Okay.
Tanner gets you sometimes with his faces, man.
Yeah.
Like, almost angry. It's almost like an angry face too, like his poker face.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isaac. I feel like Isaac has real potential. We've done some like staring contests in the past.
That's true. That's true. He does have that capability. Two. Yeah. I like that.
I would just crack. I would not be a good poker facer.
Poker facer. Man. Yeah. No, that's good though. Tanner and Isaac, shout out.
This is a funny one. Who's most likely to marry their high school sweetheart? Aww, and he's gonna be late to the wedding.
And that's all the time we have.
Shout out Trey. Man. Wait, I gotta find one more. There's gotta be a good one here.
But yeah, just to make things clear, Trey, for that one. Shout out.
Yeah, just shout out Trey, man.
Shout out to them.
Them. A lot of these, you go more down and it's more inappropriate. So scary mommies get more scary. Scary mommy. Who's most likely to become a nun? That's what it says.
Ooh. Well, because like I start actually thinking about it, and I'm like, well, to be a nun,
Isaac looked like he can have a good nun face. There's a poker face in a nun face.
Isaac would look good in one of those.
Those penguin costumes.
Nun fits.
The nun drip is real, man. Let me tell you.
With Isaac, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, sure. Let's roll with that.
Let's go, Isaac. All right. Awesome. Let's go, baby. That was who's most likely to.
I also found a list just because when you were talking about like, ooh, I don't know, scary mommy, I was like, I better get a little backup situation here.
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh, where did it go? Oh yeah, okay. Number 12 on my list. Shout out to icebreakerquestions.com.
Ooh, let's go, icebreaker.
Who is most likely to develop a fear of spiders?
Not me. Not me or you. Let me tell you that.
Well, because
we already have it. Woo!
Well, exactly. That's an interesting question. Like, because to develop it, I feel like, well, isn't it? Do we?
I bet Tanner could develop one.
But out of like our pool of, you know, people that we're choosing from, is anybody not? Have one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Tanner's the type of guy to like see one and then just squish it with his hands and be like, guys, really? It's just a spider, and just squishes it with his hands.
That's true.
Unless there's like a really big one, Tanner gets freaked out somehow.
Like his thumb, he just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number 4. So I'm bouncing all over the place here. Who is most likely to be a drama queen?
Goodness. I don't know. I don't feel like we're.
I said this one specifically because I wanted to say Tanner, not because I feel like he's most likely to, not because I feel like he's most likely to, but when he does have those brief moments.
Oh, when he chucks the ball.
I find them hilarious.
Yeah, so, Tanner, that's a good one. I want to nominate him, actually.
But also I want to nominate myself because.
Oh, yeah.
Because
maybe you.
Specifically because of a no-named teacher who, you know.
All right, cut.
but I'm not even getting into it. I'm just saying a no-named teacher who has been known to cause dramatic outbursts.
That's right.
On
That's
this
right.
very show.
That's right. You know, multiple times.
Yours
multiple
truly. Times. So, hey, good. I mean, hey, with the power of Matthew's magical editing fingers, nobody has to know.
That's right. That's right.
Who
better be good?
Okay. Who is most likely? This is another opportunity to crap on myself. Who is most likely to forget their friend's birthday?
Oh, dude, that's you. Whoa. That's literally everyone, no bro. Way. That's everyone that is in our true. Friend group.
I feel like birthdays are kind
of tough. I'm pretty good at it, not gonna lie.
But hey, I do know 100% of the birthdays. On the show? The Random Talk podcast.
That's right.
Let's see. I got this. Okay. My birthday, August 27th.
Good.
Matthew, your birthday, July 3rd.
Good. Trace is a month before mine.
Exactly.
So not exactly, but it's a month before mine.
Yeah.
It's in the month before.
I do know that it's in June, but the 12th?
No. That's Random Talk's birthday. No.
At this point, I'd just be kind of crap shooting, so I don't feel like I should even say anything.
I won't tell you. I got figured out.
Just give me early, mid, late.
Early, mid.
Okay. the 14th.
No.
The 8th.
No.
12th.
Right.
I already said that. The 10th.
No.
The
right in the middle between 10 and 12. Any more simple? Okay. Did you get Tyson?
June 11th, really? Wow.
Yeah.
South That's Trey. Fun.
Have Tanner, birthday, Trey.
Tanner is May...
May?
26th. May 11th?
No.
That's my mom's birthday. Shout out.
Shout out, mama. How's your mom?
Pretty good. May 15th.
It's summer around there.
Do you... Okay. 16th.
No.
14th.
No.
Man.
I mean, Tanner's not going to be listening to this, so I think yeah, you're fine.
At least not for the next little while here. So.
Yeah.
20...
No, lower. Lower.
19th.
No, lower.
18th.
Lower.
17th.
Nope.
16th.
Keep going.
I already said 15.
Keep going.
14.
Keep going.
13.
Yep, yep, yep.
May 13th.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, and then... Ooh, Isaac's birthday?
Ooh, Isaac's a good one. I've mentioned it before on the podcast.
You have, you have. Because I remember listening back to it and being like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Later in the year.
Because I'm trying to think. So, December 31st.
Close, dude. Really close.
December 30th?
No.
24th.
Yes, sir.
Let's
yes,
go,
sir. It's man. Either that or the 26th. It's either before Christmas or after Christmas.
We're pretty sure we know.
Yeah. Is
that's everybody from our pool of...
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And honorable mention...
Bryant?
Bryant's
birthday? I don't really know him, but...
Bryant's birthday is
May on... June 12th.
June 12th, yeah. Because that's what I was thinking.
Random Talk, I was supposed to give him a birthday.
I knew somebody's birthday was on the same day as Random Talks.
Yeah,
I was
just yeah, like,
because
yeah.
Trey's was in June. Whatever.
Happy birthday, everyone. And we'll be right back.
Happy after birthday.
These sponsors.
Hey, if it's your birthday listening to this, or whenever you are, happy birthday.
All right, Tayson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, man. You know, good to be back. Really appreciate you guys having me again.
Of course. We love you so much. We want you back for next week. Can you
Are
make
you
that happen?
Serious?
We're serious.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Let's. I'll have my people reach out to your people, and hopefully
we'll find
a good time to record again. Cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you mind sticking out with us for the rest of the episode?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't have anywhere to be.
Nice.
It's almost my bedtime.
All right. Well, what I have planned to say before we got interrupted by many things, many good things,
many of things, yeah.
Many of things. At the school this week, there was the book fair going on, and it brought me back. Brought me back to the book fairs I had as a kid, and totally different, but
really
the vibe was the same. You know, the Scholastic, is that how you say it?
Scholastic, yeah.
Yeah, those book fairs.
Yeah.
That this school did not have that, so there was no big posters. You know, there's no big walls.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was, you know, kind of boring, honestly. But
yeah,
I want to just break down some of the things like you would buy at the book fair, or like some of that most iconic nostalgic things.
Ooh,
you would get down with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I think
you could rank your top five, or you could just list some.
Okay.
Many options. You are the guest here on the pod.
Yes, I am. I'm gonna say obviously, you know, books number one.
What type of books? Or were you a big like comic book guy or?
Not really. I mean, I'm more so. That's a good question, actually.
Like back then.
I kind of. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, kind of growing up, I was maybe a little just all over the place. Honestly, I feel like I didn't have that high of standards in terms of like, I only read the finest of literature. Like, I don't know. I was just kind of going and doing whatever I was thinking, but no, I think I'm just gonna put books as a whole up there. I think one thing that I really stuck out to me when you said that was, do you remember like the little, I think they were like erasers, but they looked like little like money, like little bills.
Yes, I had that written down. Okay, money erasers.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah, because those Dude. Things were like, you would have thought they had real monetary
They were
value.
Rich. They were
like,
rich.
Like by the way, the way kids were fiending for them back in my day, bro.
Oh man, that was a hot man. Item.
If you could get your hands, your handies with
your
those
handies on those monies.
If you get your hands on some of those, you were cool. And
those were coded.
And what matters more than being cool as a youngin? Absolutely nothing. But yeah, I think. I mean, there were always like fun, like bookmarks and stuff. You had like your, you know, like your bendy rulers, those.
Yeah,
like,
the bending
those,
erasers,
those like
the pencils,
the slappy bracelets.
Slap bracelets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those were big. I guess kids just like slapping themselves and others.
Hey, man.
so that's cool.
Did you ever? I had like a. It was a calculator, but it smelled like chocolate. Did you ever have
yeah,
that?
Actually,
yeah.
I've never smelled one of those before, but I do remember, if I remember correctly, they had like the packaging like resembled that of like a chocolate bar
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
yeah, I definitely remember those as well.
Those are some hot items.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I was into like the Big Nate books in the diarrhea of that wimpy kid,
diarrhea
man.
Of a wimpy kid, bro.
The man, smelly times.
I loved learning about his
gastrointestinal
issues.
Yeah. His anus was
his
also
anus
named.
Was woo on fire.
No, but that Greg Heffley, you know, I was into his stuff.
I was big into that stuff too. I hear. Are those? Wow. Are that guy, is he still making those?
You might have to, you know, ask him.
Is
more
yeah,
into that.
No. Is does Greg Heffley still have diarrhea? Yeah, let's look that up. I'm really oh gosh, sorry about that. I am really interested though if there's still
Jeff Kinney, I think is his name.
Yeah, yeah. If they're still pumping those out. How do I find like the latest installment?
Latest volume.
Okay, so this is weird. This is not what I was looking for, but I found this via diaryofawimpykid.fandom.com.
Shout out.
Where all the Diary of a Wimpy Kid fans are.
Diarrhea.
I'm a subscriber.
I'm a monthly patron.
Okay, so Diary of a Wimpy Kid is an upcoming animated film based on the book series of the same name. It will be released on Disney Plus on December 3rd, 2021. The film was originally intended to be a TV series, but Jeff Kinney confirmed that it would be an animated film. Ooh. So
a series would be
shout
fun.
Shout out
though.
To that. A series would be really fun though, especially just with all the different books and characters mm-hmm. to play off of.
Mm-hmm.
What is like the late From what I'm seeing, from what I'm seeing is the latest installment was called Big Shot, book number 16 in the series.
Wow.
By the way, which 16. Is a lot because isn't he literally in like middle school or something? How do you write 16? How do you write 16 books?
He,
about,
yeah, he
like,
failed every year. He had
one,
to go back.
Yeah, one middle school experience. That's crazy, man. Shout out to Jeff Kinney, bro, for milking the crap out of. That
bro,
story.
He was milking.
Isn't that
he was
so
milking
good?
It hard?
Because if you think about it, based on purely like a profitable aspect, that is like one of the most like successful ideas anyone's ever had. Like, I'm gonna write a book about this kid meal school, and that's like literally set him up for the rest of his life.
In one of my videos in this watch later playlist on YouTube, former
yeah.
of the day, shout out to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Ooh, shout out.
Is a video called The Impact. Of Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid. I have to emphasize. I'm calling that now.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm going to watch this later, but I'll tell you how it goes. So I thought that was interesting that there's an impact based on those books.
I might actually have to go check that out for myself, though. That,
like,
cause, yeah.
Like the cheese touch. Like,
oh,
I don't know about you, but
bro,
we were
even
doing
kids,
that.
Even kids who never read the books were still out here being
they
like.
They knew about the
cheese touch.
Exactly. Cross their fingers, man. Cross every body part you can.
That's such
you
a
not want to get cheese touched.
That's such a funny little like anecdote there though. Like just touching a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember that would even, like, leak into, like homes. Like, you'd be, like, you'd be, like, making a sandwich, and then your, like, little brother would come up to you and, like, touch the cheese and touch you, and all of a sudden, and all of a sudden, you had a real problem.
You did. That's,
wow. Is that, like, symbolic for something? Did Jeff Kinney, like, go through, like, a...
He maybe went through a tough time.
He had something. He was spreading it. Anyways.
Were you big into, like, the Guinness Book of Records, World Records?
Yeah,
Those were good.
Those were really good. A lot of really just whatever type of, like, sport-themed mm-hmm. basketball type of stuff I could get my hands on was always really cool. Just, you know, just even, like, you know, like, whether it was, like, some sort of, like, trivial thing or even, like, you know, some sort of novel based on something or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was big into all that stuff. So yeah.
What about you know, those big finger pointers?
Yeah.
Those were hot items as well. Every one of those.
Well, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, like, all your teachers had them too. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Like, it made you feel all cool or whatever. You'd, like, go walk into classroom and be like, hey, look at me, I got a little.
Mm-hmm. And you'd hit people with it.
Oh yeah.
Pick your nose with it. Good times.
Do whatever else you really with a finger with it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was. I just want to take a trip down memory lane. Thanks for coming with me.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Anytime.
Wow.
Mm. Happy birthday, Mike Conley, by the way, if you're listening.
Yeah. A little birthday shout out from earlier. Yeah,
we forgot about.
We found somebody whose birthday it is.
Yeah. Mike Conley.
Michael.
All right. Well, let's get into the yay of the day, shall we?
I mean, I guess.
Okay. I guess we shall. Hit it. Yay! 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 Did you hear that well?
Yay! I sure did.
All right. Episode 39's yays of the day coming right at you. Tayson, do you have one?
My yay of the day. You know what? Yeah, screw it. This is obvious, whatever. My yay of the day is going to be... So I'm going to preface this by saying my mom earlier, we were...
How's your mom?
Pretty good.
How's your mom?
My mom was saying we were talking about some cookies that my sister had made. She was like...
How's your sister?
And she was like, man, these are some of, like, the least attractive cookies, but they're really good. And I was like, okay, little sneaky diss there.
People.
But I don't know what that was. But to transition this back into the yay of the day, my yay of the day thing I'm choosing to be great. Now, I feel like, you know, I want to choose them a lot cooler because it's, like, the only thing I get to say for the whole week or whatever. Not a big deal. But today, right now, I'm feeling grateful for ugly cookies because it's not always on the outside. That's not always the yummy part, you know what I'm saying? So... Gotta get into the goods.
Shout out those rainbow cookies and whatever episode that was, and shout out ugly cookies.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Man. Great yay of the day. Are you a big, like...
What a memory that is.
When there's like a holiday around the corner, or, like, you know, whatever, are you or your family big sugar mamas?
Sugar mamas.
Are you guys
scary mommies.
Today's
sponsor, scarymommies.com. Be sure you use code random for 30% off your first purchase.
Do you guys, like, could, make sure cookies? Though.
Hit me up, scary mommy. hit me up, sugar mommy.
We all know those scary mommies, bro. Yeah. Sugar mommies, get out my DMs, please.
Hey, man, I take it as a compliment. You know what I'm saying? But no.
18 and over. Click this link to see something cool.
What are you specifically asking though? Do you guys make
holiday sugar cookies based?
I wouldn't call it a tradition, but we have done it in the past. But it's not like that thing that we look forward to every year. Like, oh, time to make the Halloween cookies. I will say there was a miniature pumpkin carving fest over the weekend.
At your house?
At my house.
Wow.
Crazy enough.
Did you participate?
I personally did not participate. Good. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I didn't want to.
Why.
But yeah, so that was kind of fun. I was just thinking about it. I was like, oh man, when I get on the podcast, I'm going to talk about this and whatever.
There's like a TV show like every holiday or every Halloween season that they do like a pumpkin carving contest, like a reality TV show. Like, that is insane, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go watch that, I guess.
And then I'm crazy. Yeah.
That's the only pumpkin carving I like to see.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, little old me just doing my best to get the freaking
smile thing off. Right.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, no.
Triangles are hard.
Triangles are very difficult.
To carving pumpkins?
Yeah. I mean, really, anything is pretty hard. But straight line. Very tough.
Straight line. Wow.
But yeah, shout out to. What did I say?
Ugly cookies.
Shout out to Ugly Cookies.
Were the Ugly Cookies I mean, good cookies?
Hey, with yes, they were actually. But
I might need some ugly
with that
cookies in my tummies.
But with that being said, obviously, you know, not trying to take anything away from like more conventionally attractive cookies, but you know, just special shout out today because we like to go for the underrated, underappreciated,
right. The underdogs. Stuff, so. That's right,
underdogs.
That is right.
Shout out to all the underdogs out there.
Did you watch that
movie?
Did you
see that movie?
Yeah. I did, bro, and I loved it.
I sure did.
Oh, man. Good times. Talk about, like, holy cow.
All time.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is.
Because there was, like, the cartoon, but they also had the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a car trip movie for sure.
Oh, for sure, bro.
When criminals in this world appear, bring the laws that they should fear, and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all power, thunder.
Underdog, man. But that was a great year of the day. I always appreciate your year of the days.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. My year of the day, you know, this one might be a little weird.
Hey, that's okay, bro.
But my year of the day goes to toilet plungers, you know? Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid. Might need one. Shout out toilet plungers.
Yeah, no, actually, bro, they come in clutch. I mean, I will say when I was younger,
it was definitely I use a toilet plunger. It was,
yeah, hey,
I tried to get there.
it was definitely a skill that I felt like, you know, whenever I saw it in other people, it usually left me very envious. So when I one day just suddenly was of age, I don't know what the appropriate age for that is. But when I was of age to, you know, handle that on my own,
handle the plunge, bro.
I felt like that guy, you know.
Now, in our list of things I can't do, you know, we can't do recently. It's been handling the plunge. I've had troubles really, really kind of digging down and unplunging. Yeah. The mess, but I've gotten a good roll going couple plunges.
That's good.
I do it every day, but well,
but I mean you know, when you can kind of tell like maybe it's not working out so well, you know, that is definitely a pretty stressful situation. So
you know what
so,
else is stressful?
I mean, what, but hey, but once you
plunge
once
in
you
someone get, else's toilet,
oh, the pressure,
the literal Lord. Pressure in the man.
I'm gonna jump out the window and go home, but I will say once you get the release, bro, and it goes and you're good and you're just woo and it flushes all good and you're like woo, man, welcome to the Random Talk Podcast. Yeah.
Oh man.
So speaking of plunging,
mm-hmm.
had to plunge the shower yesterday. Shower was clogged. So what do you got? You get, how do you plunge a shower drain?
No. Well, how do you clog a shower drain?
Well, there's a lot of, let's say that I'm amazed that your mother's not bald with the amount of hair that
comes
off her head, and that hair's got to go somewhere.
And clog the shower.
So you got to plunge the shower. It's not just plunging toilets, plunging showers.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to report that I got to unplug. The plunger worked well. Got the clog. Everything's run smooth.
love it. Love to hear it.
Talk about the scary mamas. How about the hairy mamas?
Oh my god. That's all we got time for this week.
what a way.
Dude, what a versatile tool you got there.
Yeah. Special guys making appearance.
Special guest. Hey man.
Quote of the week.
What a great way to end the show right there, man.
What a great way to end the show.
So yeah, let's do it then. Let's carry this to the finish line here.
You wanna wrap over our intro music to end it? Like you promised?
I thought you promised that.
I promised it.
Oh,
but then I feel like we gotta do it collectively.
Oh, go like line by line?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll get there, but
I'll start.
Oh, we're going right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure, why not? Hey, but stick around after this. We're gonna have like
a let's say your outro first.
Oh, okay. Thank you everybody for listening to season 2, episode 39. The Random Podcast. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go check it out. Absolute banger. It is available on YouTube as well. We're not going to be on YouTube this week as we are not in person. Those two usually go hand in hand. If you have noticed the trend here. But yeah, we appreciate your time and energy as always. really not much.
Watch out for those showers, man.
Be sure, yeah. Hey, plunge safely, my friends.
Plunge safely.
Thank you much for being here. Mm-hmm. Be very, very nice to people and all things, you know.
Get the just Pfizer nice. Plunger.
Mm-hmm. We encourage you to stay safe out there. If you can't get vaccinated, and we will see you next week. Enjoy these bars. Peace.
Great bars.
5, 4.
There might be a little bit of delay, 2, so if I come in a little bit 1, late, no, it's not my fault.
You starting?
Yeah.
You start? Yeah, you start. I'm going based off you.
Random Talk, episode 39.
Hey, Tayson, your hair is looking pretty fine.
Thanks, man. It's mine.
Well, episode 39.
That's all we have. We're running out of time.
Rhyme.
Cool.
Peace.